Welcome to the Reclamation Nation, where we help you reclaim control of your health and wellness. I'm Coach Ryan, a certified personal trainer, health coach, and former military physical trainer with certifications in orthopedic exercise, longevity, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and behavioral change. I have over 30 years in the fitness industry.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer. I'm a practicing pharmacist, health coach, and certified functional medicine specialist. I have over 10 years of personal and professional experience in the health and wellness field.
Our goal is to raise awareness about the responsibility and potential you have in managing your own health.
As a reminder, nothing in this podcast is designed to diagnose, treat, or cure health illnesses, but is presented as educational and entertainment material. Please consult your personal healthcare provider with any specific needs.
And welcome back to Reclamation Nation. My name is Coach Ryan, and this is Dr. Jenny Marie.
Welcome back, everyone. Hello.
So what are we talking about today? We're talking about quick fixes, right?
Yes, satisfying that need for instant gratification.
So we want to find out where this idea comes from, why there is such a need for it, and why they almost never work. What is the basis? Why do these things spring up when we know they don't work? Where is this coming from? Where is the need for the quick fix coming from?
So I'm going to correct you real quick, because there isn't a need for a quick fix. It's a want.
It's
a severe desire.
I stand correct while I sit corrected.
Yeah, exactly. So humans, from like the beginning of time, basically, it kind of dates prehistorically here, that need, quote unquote, for instant gratification or to fill a quick void, it stems back to the desire to avoid a delay. That's just one way. I mean, our ancestors were hunting and foraging for food. You never knew when that food or that next meal was going to be available. So rather than wait to savor, they kind of just indulged in the moment. You really didn't have a choice because you didn't know where that next food was going to come from.
Sure. So for them, it might have been a need.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I kind of used air quotes when I said need, because there is sometimes a need to satisfy something instantly, like that primitive example. That's not so much the case nowadays. Obviously, food is readily available. You've got a McDonald's or what, like any kind of restaurant on every corner. Even your gas stations have food now. I mean, right. It's not necessarily the best quality.
Well, they call it food. It's food-like substances.
I mean, it's edible. Is it necessarily digestible? Some people would beg to differ.
Right.
Questions on that?
No, I'm good. So it's the need. There was a need at one point in our history, in human history, to consume as much as possible or to do whatever was necessary immediately. And then we just never got out of that habit.
Right. Well, we never balanced out the fact that there was constant demand for food and nourishment and shelter and clean water. And now all of a sudden there's an excess of supply. Kind of, we mentioned that in one of our previous episodes. You know, there has to be a balance. So I think because it's part of our instinctive nature to always want to satisfy that, because we never know when the next moment's going to come, that next opportunity, we just indulge right away. But that indulgence is what's getting us in trouble.
Sure. So we're still getting the signals to do this. We just haven't learned that we don't need to now.
Right.
Okay.
We haven't acknowledged the fact that we can turn off those signals, or at least turn them down.
Or misinterpret. Sometimes we misinterpret them. I know when I was a kid growing up, I would say that I was hungry and my mom would say, no, you're just bored. Go do something.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like that.
Right. Just another feeling or emotion that you have to satisfy.
Sure.
To bring some sort of joy. One of the other things that came up actually is a lack of imagination or a lack of understanding. I think you see this a lot in younger minds, children and adolescents, teenagers, before the adult brain has fully formed. You see a lot of kids kind of just living in the moment. They don't think things through. They don't kind of analyze the situation. There is no pause. They see something, they want it. When do you hear a toddler sing mine? Like they have to have it. There's that,
right.
That I don't know if it's an animalistic type of.
Oh, I'm sure that there's still a primitive coding in
right.
there.
They also don't have, like I said, the emotional maturity to even foresee the future. What is life going to be like when I am my parents' age? What are my needs going to be?
Right.
So that forward evolution that they're going to experience in life, they're not thinking that far ahead. They're living in the moment. And sometimes it can be a beautiful thing, but for the most part, obviously, in hindsight, as an adult now, we look back and we're like, well, those are horrible choices. You shouldn't have had that. You shouldn't have done that. But in the moment, you can kind of appreciate what these kids are feeling. If you remember what it's like to be young and impulsive.
Yeah.
You know, that's
okay.
So I guess one of the reasons that this whole topic even came up is because I recently have been blasted on my social media with this quick fix cosmetic injectable. I don't know why they're targeting me per se. I guess I'm a female who fits their, you know, target demographic.
The algorithms have all pointed to you.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a little bit of a slap in the face, but at the same time, I'm proud of my body. I work hard for what I have. I have my flaws. You know, it's a particular product that a lot of women, I'm sure, would be interested in. It's supposed to target cellulite, and that's obviously a troublesome condition for a lot of us to get rid of. It doesn't matter how fit you are, how muscular, how strong. Sometimes cellulite is just going to be there.
Sure.
I've embraced it.
Right.
It is what it is. But it was just that I was so annoyed that there's another quick fix, get beautiful kind of scheme out there. And I can't wrap my mind around it. Why do people feel like they can make a quick fix when it comes to their diet or their fitness plan or their health? It didn't take you days or weeks to get to where you are. It took you months and years of poor choices or instinctive, you know, satisfaction or that need for instant gratification that got you here. So
right.
What makes you think you can reverse all of that in such a short period of time? It's just, it's not feasible. It's not healthy. And it's just not attainable.
I think, first of all, we need to understand what cellulite is. And I always describe it as my grandmother's couch. She had one of those couches that had the buttons on the back. Sometimes you see them on big leather couches and they have the buttons on the back and it's poofy all around the button, but then it's nice and firm where the button is. The same thing happens. Your skin is not just loose on your body. It is attached, you know, in millions and millions of places. And in between where those attachments occur, fat pockets will get distributed. And the more fat you have, the more prominent the cellulite most of the time. Now, you don't actually burn fat. What you do is you burn the triglycerides that are in the fat cells that are stored as energy. And as you do that, those fat cells shrink. They don't just go away. This is why most of the time when you get liposuction done, over the course of time, your body goes back to that status quo, tries to redistribute the fat, and eventually it will come back. That's why that doesn't work, because your body knows where the fat cells are supposed to be. And when you're missing them, it puts them back.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there is no way that I know of that you can eliminate the amount of fat that you have quickly.
Well, I think an interesting thing about what you're, you know, I mean, we're talking about cellulite here. This is just the example that I saw recently. The funny thing about this product, again, like most quick fixes, is it doesn't, like, even their website, I looked out of curiosity and also to prepare for this conversation. I wanted to know more about this. So their website even says it's not fully understood how blank product works in moderate to severe cellulite. So even though it's a pharmaceutical injectable, it is approved by the FDA. It's proven to be safe and effective. That is
for most people.
That is what is required to be approved to be on the market. It has to be proven safe and effective. However, effectiveness is not universal. It's not universal across the board. You know,
right.
They've only had, I think it was 1800 studies, and this was all women. And that's still, there's a long way to go with this,
right,
to see how it works. But you mentioned surgery. That's one of the more drastic ways in my understanding and that people seek that instant gratification. Where did we go wrong as humans where we gave up on eating better, being more active, ingesting less toxins and poisons into our bodies via alcohol or smoking or, you know, recreational drugs, things like that? Why is it that it's become so easy for us to just want to look like, you know, a Barbie doll, basically?
I think that there's so many people out there, trainers, companies, whatever, who they just flood the market with these. People believe it. People believe that you can get great results, that you can get a beach body in 6 weeks. that you can get killer abs in 12 weeks, that you can get, you can look like the star on the Instagram. You can look like the model on the TV or the movies in 12 weeks. They start to believe that. It's been said so many times that it's become fact, even though it's not true. It's been said so many times and pushed so hard. The companies understand the desperation for a lot of people out there, and they play upon that desperation. I just say, look, we know what we should be eating. We know what we should not be eating. Stop eating the stuff you know you shouldn't be. Eat more of the stuff you know you should, and watch your portion control. That seems so easy to me. To me, that is a quick fix. But are you going to see the results in 6 weeks?
No.
So people want to see those results in 6 weeks because they've been told that they can. They've been told that that's the expectation.
Yep. And it's interesting because in my Google search, I happened to stumble upon an article, and I don't think it wasn't the article I was looking for, but it was interesting because it was marketing toward these quick fix workouts. And they were basically teaching you how to market your program. They said people want to see easy. They want to see something that's super quick and, I guess, attainable. They want to believe that it's easy and attainable. So, for example, they were giving headlines like lose 7 pounds in 7 days. And I know I mentioned that example before, but I've seen them. You go on Pinterest and look for, you know, exercise motivation and stuff like that. You go on someone's Instagram, you're going to see the same thing, how to get your booty gains in, you know, 6 weeks. And I'm not knocking anyone for this because I myself have done it. I've tried the diet pills because some famous doctor on TV said that this is what works. And we all know who I'm talking about. So I've tried the diet pills. I've tried the sweatband waist trainers. Oh my God, don't even get me started on waist trainers and what they do to your organs. Do some thinking and do some research for yourself. Obviously, everything worth having takes time, especially when it comes to your health. You didn't get unhealthy in 7 days. You didn't get unhealthy in those 21 days. So it's going to take you a little bit more than that amount of time to reverse some of those things. However, I want you guys to know that a lot of these things are reversible. So they even said, you know, stop smoking, and then in X amount of days, you'll actually see measurable improvement in your lung function. I mean, obviously, just taking the toxins out, and you can take them out gradually. You can take them all out cold turkey.
So there's a lot of quick fixes when it comes to the fitness industry. It's, they promulgate them, they push them out there. I've had, you know, business coaches tell me that this is what I need to do to push this 6 week thing. But you never, what about 2 years from now? Because there was the study that was done on the Biggest Loser contestants out of 18 Biggest Loser contestants. All of them, except one, had gained all of the weight back, and most had gained more.
Exactly.
That's what happens when you buy into these quick fixes. And I'm going to talk to the guys for a second, because it's not just about fitness. They sell pills for ED, for PE. They're coming up with new names. They're coming up with new names for it all the time. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want to fix that, and you also have high blood pressure, and you have high cholesterol, and you're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic, guess what? You don't need another pill. What you need to do is to stop eating poorly, start making better choices, get some exercise. And we can talk about exercise some other time, which ones I prefer, but you've got to do something on your own. You cannot just expect that a pill is going to fix everything you've screwed up for the last 20, 30, 40 years. It does not work that way.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned the pill, because I'm thinking now about my entire career as a pharmacist, how many fancy medications and herbs and pain relievers and supplements and everything that we've been able to shove into these tiny pills, again, to get more instant results. Well, your blood sugar is high. We need to control it right now, as opposed to addressing the long-term goal. A lot of these doctors will prescribe you medications for, let's say, a 3-month supply, and then they'll give you refills on it. Okay, but in those 90 days that you're on this medication, what are you doing to change the habits that got you there? So there is just, it's a quick fix to keep your numbers within a safe range. They're trying to get it under control, but they're not helping you practice reversing all of this. Most of these conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of those are reversible.
ED.
Yeah, that too. All of that gets tied in. I want to talk about fitness real quick because you brought it up and I thought this was interesting. I Googled quick fix workouts just to see how many are out there.
Okay.
I mean, I got 35 million results on Google in 0.7 seconds.
Yeah. So let's talk about the idea that you can get everything you've ever asked for in milliseconds. You can answer questions. You can look up somebody's net worth. You can find out who the actor is in a TV show. We have been programmed through the internet, through social media and whatnot, that we can get the answers now immediately. And so because we're programmed that way in everything else, we expect that in our fitness and in our diet and in our health, that that's what's going to happen. Now coaches are going online because of the pandemic. A lot of coaches are online. There's no actual effort to get any behavioral change. It's just, I can go here, I can find my answer, and that's what I'm going to do. But it never worked.
I mean, in all likelihood, where are you going to find an encyclopedia when you have a question? Most people don't go to the library anymore.
Nobody goes to the library. Very few people probably have encyclopedias, you know, in their house. We certainly don't. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that you should never use the internet search, but you should know how. You should learn to maybe figure out which ones are really important. But you also need to understand that not everything can be answered in milliseconds. Certainly not questions regarding losing weight, dropping pounds, dropping inches, getting off of your diabetic supplies, getting off of your high cholesterol medications. That doesn't happen. Maybe you can find the answers in milliseconds, but you still have to do the work.
Exactly.
You still have to change the behaviors.
So we've kind of gone on this whole rant about why it is that we're living so impulsive and wanting to be satisfying our cravings so instantly, but let's kind of give people a little insight as to how we can practice getting away from that. So I want to challenge you guys, instead of denying your urges completely, because they're going to come up, you're going to have that sugar craving, you're going to want to check your phone and see what's going on social media, rather than automatically picking up those items and indulging, just delay that gratification a little bit. Maybe set a timer for like 10 or 15 minutes, or maybe wait until tomorrow or something like that. Just kind of wait. Put some space between when you feel the urge and when you actually gratify it. And what you're doing when you kind of delay that satisfaction, you're actually training your brain to wait. It's putting it on pause. Again, you're not completely denying yourself, because you may indulge. You may choose after waiting a little bit that you don't really want it or you don't really need it. With that training, in time, it's going to get easier. So like everything else, it takes time and it takes practice, but it's very doable.
All right. I like that.
I do it all the time with sweets. I'm weak when it comes to sweets. I've got, you know how they say you have one sweet tooth? Well, all of mine are sweet tooth. I got maybe one savory tooth. But it's very hard. And I understand what it's like to want, especially in our times now with social media being so prevalent and wanting to be hip, you know, with the cool crowd, be in the know all the time, have all the information right at your fingertips. It's hard to pause and take that moment, but that ties into the mindfulness factor that I'm preaching all the time. Right. Just stop for a moment. Really think about, what is it that I need, quote unquote, to satisfy right now? Am I actually hungry? Do I actually want this particular snack? Or is it that I'm feeling a little emotional today? Maybe I'm thinking about an ex. Things like that. Just pause and process. Take the time and, you know, train yourself to not give in to that instant satisfaction.
I think it's really important to understand our own triggers, to understand what it is that makes us feel the way we feel. Maybe it's not about food. Maybe it's about how we see ourselves in the mirror or whatever. What is it that makes you feel that way about yourself? Trace it back to where you can. And as health coaches, we deal with this, you know, getting people to understand why it is they feel the way they feel and then moving them forward. But one of the things I like to say is that every time that you feed that traumatic event in your past, you keep it alive. The more you feed it, the more you feel. By getting to understand that that traumatic event occurred as a as a chronological point in your life and seeing it as nothing more than that, and then dealing with how you react to that situation rather than putting yourself back in the situation. I think that helps a lot for a lot of people.
Right. There's a lot of training in getting out of that victim mode and redirecting your thoughts and realizing that you, like you said, by focusing on it, you're just giving it more power and you're feeding it, and it's just going to keep intensifying. And if you don't address those issues in a healthy way and actually get your closure, you're just going to keep perpetuating that. And you're just going to continue down that downward spiral. You're going to make poor decisions. You're going to make impulsive choices, and it's going to keep going forward. At what point is enough enough? When do you want to actually break that cycle and be free?
I've heard that it's when people get tired of their own shit is when they decide to make change. So, you know, maybe that's what it takes. But the whole point of this podcast is there's no such thing as a quick fix, maybe for your tire, but even then, you know,
you got to get
new tires.
Yeah, you still have to get that replaced. That's only going to get you to a certain point.
Yep.
And then you really have to address it. So
be willing to do the work.
Exactly.
Understand that you're going to come out better because of it. And understand that you are being played by a lot of really smart marketing people when you buy into these quick fixes, whether it's for food or medical issues or your weight or your health, whatever it is, they don't work.
Not in the long run.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
That is it. I am so happy that you guys chose to join us. We appreciate you. You can find me at drjenniferfernandez.com. My links to my social media are on there. Facebook at Your Holistic Wellness, Instagram at Dr. Jenny Marie. And you can actually book a complimentary call to chat with me. We can see if we're a good fit, if you want to work with me. It's a free call, guys. So go ahead and click that button. And Ryan?
You can find me at train_tacletics on Instagram and at my new website at ryanricefitness.com. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.